Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 7th of April 2018, and this is the 784th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm drawing in my mole hole. I can really feel it. The weather is helping me quite a lot. It is overcast, quite low, and it's dusk. It feels like quite an early dusk this afternoon. And I feel a great sense of weight lifting from my shoulders. I think in part it was a healing workshop I attended this morning. It was kind of for 3 hours, so it was over lunch as well. And it was very, very calming. And I'm now just really setting myself up. I won't have any social interaction after ringing and an 80th birthday at and after ringing tomorrow morning. But from about lunchtime on, I shall be in retreat mode, and that it's a really lovely feeling. It's not always the same as I enter a retreat. Sometimes it feels quite alarming. I feel a sense of not quite abyss, but a sense of too much space, even if I've been longing for space beforehand. The actuality of it can be a little unsettling. But this time I don't feel unsettled. I feel really pleased, and that's great because I'm not in a really good space with my writing just now. And to feel okay about that is almost better than feeling okay about it being in a good space. That doesn't sound quite logical, but it feels like quite a strength, and I feel as if I'm prepared to surrender myself to what comes. If I provide the space and I have the pen, I am thinking of doing some fairly ruthless things with my work, which may not sound like surrender, but I'm hoping that the two things can work in conjunction with each other and allow me to make good decisions. So I'm just sitting on my chair next to my iPad and keyboard setup that I write at, and feeling my way into it. It always feels like a much better space from dusk onwards, dusk into the evening, and I'm not quite sure whether this is the best place to be during the daytime. Yeah, I don't know what to do about that. I think at the moment I will stick to the one place, and this will just be my writing space. And maybe it's just the sitting in it that'll make that difference. This room, my house really, is a very light house. It's got big windows, and so all the spaces are very light, and so it makes an enormous difference to me whether it's evening or daytime, and whether it's overcast or sunny. On sunnier days, it can just get too hot in here. At this time of year, that's not such an issue, but I think we have got one day where it's going to be about 22 or 23. On those days in the morning, it's hot in here, so I may need to find an alternative for that morning. It might be a day to go to a library and work. I'll see how it goes. I'll just be open to that. And I think as I'm speaking to you, I feel more and more clear that this is the place which is going to be the centre of activity. I'm thinking I might get myself some flowers tomorrow morning so that I've got, so that it feels like a special place. And I may on Thursday have a cave here. That feels like quite a good thing to do. There's not, the only interaction really is sharing chocolate, and that feels like a fine amount of interaction. The other thing that I may continue to do is go to the cafe in the afternoon. I'm not going in the mornings when we have the quiz, because that is a social occasion, and that's the purpose. Well, it has become the purpose of it. So my mornings, my intention is to go for walks after I get up and come back, have breakfast, and then move into my writing. I do hope that you have a really good week, that your week is, maybe you will have a contemplative week as well. If your week looks different, if it looks as if it's a bit much, maybe planning a week or a few days or however long feels right to you, of not being on the internet or barely being on the internet, and cutting off everything you can except the thing that's most important to you. Give it a go, see how you go. It may be better to just start with a couple of days if you haven't done this before, or if you are not used to it. It can be a bit challenging at the first couple of times. I do remember that when I went on a 10-day silent retreat the first time. It was fine during the day, and then in the evening I thought, you know, what am I doing? I really felt I needed some sort of displacement activity. I couldn't quite go the whole thing. And I found, hidden away somewhere in the library, I found a jigsaw puzzle. And so that became something that I did in the evenings. I just couldn't quite deal with being on my own resources the whole time. Mind you, 10 days is quite a long time too. I would be fine doing it now, but at that point, that first time, it was difficult. So the other thing I said I would do is get food prepared beforehand. I'm a bit sad that my Get Curry people aren't going to be at the market anymore, and the taco van has gone to the other side of the bridge for a while. So I've lost my two meal props. So I am going to have to get a bit busy tomorrow with cooking. So one of the things tonight is looking at recipe books. I think that's what I said I was going to do last night, and I didn't. So it's on the agenda again. As I said before, I really hope you have a good week, whatever you decide to do with it. And if you are going to have some contemplative time too, I hope we can somehow sense each other doing that. It's one of the nice things about doing this in a surge group is that I know that I'm doing it with four other people, and we won't be communicating very much at all, but we've all made a commitment to do it, and we know that we're all doing it, and it feels like a stronger, makes it a stronger commitment. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, for listening this week, for listening for as long as you have been listening, wherever you are. And I really look forward to talking to you at the other end of this retreat on Monday. I can't think what date it is. Monday week, that is, not this Monday, but the following Monday.